Queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command delivered by the eunuchs. Esther chapter 1, verse 12. Alexander White, the 19th century Scottish minister who wrote masterful character studies of both Old and New Testament characters, says of Queen Vashti, "The sacred writer makes us respect Queen Vashti amid all her disgusting surroundings. Whatever the royal order that came to her out of the banqueting hall exactly was, the brave queen refused to obey it. Her beauty was her own and her husband's. It was not for open show among hundreds of half-drunk men. And in the long run, the result of that night's evil work was that Vashti was dismissed into disgrace and banishment. Only, let us take heed to note that the sacred writer's whole point is this, that the divine hand was, all the time, overruling Ahasuerus's brutality." I too admire Queen Vashti. In the midst of an unsavory scene, she was brave enough to say no to that which was blatantly wrong. And in resisting this insulting act of indignity, she took a stand against the greatest power in her universe. Good for her. Submission does not mean that a wife is a sexual pawn in the carnal desires of her husband. It was never God's design that a wife submit to her husband's evil desires. In King Ahasuerus' case, this took the form of desiring to slay her before those who would have nothing in mind but lust. What he asked was not submission, it was sexual slavery, and I applaud Queen Vashti for her courageous decision. Marriage does not give the husband the right or the license to fulfill his basest fantasies by using his wife as a sexual object. Having been in ministry now for more than 35 years, I'm virtually unshockable. But every once in a while, I have to suck in my breath when I hear what some men demand of their wives, calling it submission. It is rather insulting and shameful. So a word of warning here. Be careful, men, what you ask of the woman God has given you. Be certain that it doesn't assault her dignity as a person or turn a precious human being created in God's image into a sexual object for your own carnal gratification. Obviously, Ahasuerus knew no such restraint because his queen's refusal enraged him. No doubt his drunkenness contributed to this. The king became very angry, and his wrath burned within him. Then the king said to the wise men who understood the times, for it was the custom of the king, so to speak, before all who knew law and justice and were close to him, Karshina, Shethar, Admetha, Tarshish, Maris, Marsena, and Memucan, the seven princes of Persia and Media, who had access to the king's presence and sat in the first place in the kingdom. According to the law, what is to be done with Queen Vashti because she did not obey the command of King Ahasuerus delivered by the eunuchs? Esther chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. Every head of state has people around him who want nothing more than to please him, regardless of what this requires, and Ahasuerus was no exception. These seven princes are named, so they cannot be confused with the seven eunuchs mentioned earlier, who were the king's household servants. These seven princes were his cabinet, his advisors, and he asked them, "What are we going to do? What's our game plan?" The queen's response had him totally baffled. And in the presence of the king and the princes, Memucan said, "Queen Vashti has wronged not only the king, but also all the princes and all the peoples who are in the provinces of King Ahasuerus. For the queen's conduct will become known to all the women, causing them to look with contempt on their husbands by saying, 'King Ahasuerus commanded Queen Vashti to be brought into his presence, but she did not come. And this day the ladies of Persia and Media, who have heard of the queen's conduct, will speak in the same way to all the king's princes, and there will be plenty of contempt and anger.'" Esther chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. I would say that's a classic example of overreaction, wouldn't you? Makes one wonder about this guy Memucan, like maybe he had trouble at home? He could use this decision as an opportunity to give his wife a message indirectly stamped with the signet of the king's ring. If so, it would help explain why he came down so hard on Vashti. He had his own self-serving agenda. Obviously, he and all the other men in the room were afraid that before long all the women in the kingdom would be doing what Queen Vashti had done. I mean, the men would lose total control of their wives. Can't you hear all this all men's gathering, muttering, and mumbling? Yeah, that's right, man. My wife's the same way. She's already stubborn. Wait till she hears about this. There'll be no controlling her then. And on and on and on.